Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news in sustainable transport and electric cars. It's Martin Lee here, and here is your EV News Daily for Thursday, the 8th of February, 2018. Well, another busy day of sifting through EV stories, and it's hard to pick the ones that we do and don't include and the ones that I think you might be interested in. The first one, and the most important, is going to be crucial to how mass adoption of electric cars takes place. And we found this via a retweet by Keith Johnston, who is works in the UK for EV Consultant and also been working in the electric car industry for a long time, and was saying on Twitter, as an aside, he's never seen anything this busy as well in terms of the pace of announcements and news coming out. He is at Keith_Johnston. Two underscores in there. Well worth a follow, by the way. And he was retweeting Clean Technica, and they were talking about a brand new survey, a study that's been done by Michigan's Transport Research Institute. So this isn't a biased report. This is from an institute who want to look at how much transport costs. And they say the average cost of operating an EV in the US, in North America, is $485 per year. Now, the average for a gas-powered car is $1,117. Per year. Now, that does vary by state and according to different costs, different transport costs. In some states, it's incredibly compelling, by the way, where the average gasoline cost is $1,338 per month compared to just $372 for an EV per year to charge up because of different energy prices. And there are other savings as well with EV ownership, things like the maintenance as well. And it's a joke we've made before about Chevy's Bolt. It has one thing in the service manual, and that is 150,000 mile change of fluids. And if you're good with the regen, there won't be too many brake discs and pads to change either, or rotors if you're listening to us in America, as you would call them. Fewer moving parts, no exhaust system, less need for cooling, and everything else, all the fluids, the oil, the fan belts, the air filters, the timing belts, the head gaskets, cylinder heads, spark plugs, the list goes on. From cleantechnica.com, originally this article published by Evernex as well. Well, Tesla Model 3s are being bought from members of the public who were first in line in the virtual queue by companies that want to tear them apart, which is heartbreaking if you would love a Model 3 sitting in your driveway or outside where you live, but kind of understandable if you've got billions of dollars invested and you want to know exactly what Tesla's doing. Tesla's competitors have been buying them for more than $500,000 only to tear them apart. Sell that data and those technical insights to Tesla's competitors as well. Now, although the Model 3 production has been delayed, it is ramping up, and so more and more of them were making their way into the hands of non-Tesla friends and family and employees. So that's why these companies have been able to buy them and then rip them apart, even X-ray the parts as well, in order to work out exactly what's inside a Model 3. What has Elon been doing? And why are we suffering so much is the question so many car companies are asking. And until Elon Musk came along, the idea of a new car company was one that wasn't thought of in North America. Oh, by the way, quick podcast recommendation, check out Ryan's Ride the Lightning Tesla podcast. Now, I've been listening to that a long time, and he's also a huge DeLorean, let's say aficionado. He knows everything there is to know about DeLoreans, and he's pointed out before that the last company in North America, the last car company to launch, and of course then go bust, was DeLorean. That's how infrequently car companies come along. However, since Tesla, it looks like others have been emboldened to make the investment and make the move, and Sonder's three-wheeled EV was test-driven by Engadget. Now, it's not in any way, shape, or form finished. It didn't even have seat belts or passenger restraints, as they say in their review. Two wheels at the front, one wheel at the back. Engadget had to... Now, Engadget weren't allowed to drive this on public roads at freeway speeds. It's not ready for that yet, but they got an idea of the styling and what kind of car it would be. Now, Sonder's are saying it's available in a year's time, April 2019, with a 75-mile range. And then it's an interesting business model they're going with. You can then pay additionally in increments for bigger batteries. So an additional $3,000 gets you 150 miles, and then $6,000 gets you a 200-mile battery. Italian design, very sexy to look at. Fingers crossed they get there. They want to make 1,000 of these. And finally, someone who's going to be making a lot more than 1,000 cars is Porsche. And we'll end with some very big news. By 2022, Porsche will have invested more than 6 billion euro in electromobility. Now, this story coming via electriccarsreport.com. The Porsche Supervisory Board at its recent meeting decided on the extra expenditure. They're doubling what they were going to invest from 3 billion euro to more than 6 billion euro, explained Oliver Blum, the chairman of the executive board of Porsche AG. Alongside development of combustion engines, he says, we are setting an important course for the future with this decision. 3 billion euro invested in material assets and more than 3 billion euro in development costs as well. We know the Mission E has been getting lots of headlines, and this is how expensive it is for Porsche to develop an EV. 500 million euro alone is going to be used to develop the Mission E variants. We know the Mission E is coming as the very first one from Porsche. Different variants and derivatives of that will take a huge amount of investment in pure electrics and hybrid drivetrains as well. A new paint shop, new assembly area, a new conveyor bridge for transporting painted bodies and drive units around are just some of the investments they'll be having to make. Now, talking about the Mission E, the specs once again are spectacular, but you'll need very deep pockets. It's going to be a pure electric, 600 horsepower motor, 3.5 seconds to get 0 to 100 kilometers an hour, that's 62 miles an hour. And a lot of the investment and effort is because it's a Porsche, being able to accelerate and brake repeatedly with no loss of performance. Now, a comprehensive rapid charging infrastructure is what's required in Europe, with Porsche, Audi, and the Volkswagen Group getting involved with the Ionity network of rapid chargers. That's 400 powerful rapid chargers along major European traffic routes by 2020. And I'll mention that alongside another story if you want to go and look it up, because we're kind of running out of time today, which was a new study in the UK, which is 50 rapid charging locations. And the exact locations are being kept under wraps, because if those locations got out, then commercial those sites would inflate in value. But 50 sites have been developed in the UK that, if they were installed rapid or superchargers in those locations, it would be an end to range anxiety, because that would cover all of the key points to get anywhere in the UK. I only mention that so that you know. I know that rapid charging is even a contentious subject to talk about, because some people will insist that it's just not important for nearly the majority of EV owners who'll be charging at home or at work are level one, level two chargers. But in order to move the majority of combustion engine drivers to electric cars, there is a school of thought that says either extended range is going to be needed with battery development, 400-500 miles, in order to convince people that range isn't a problem, or a very comprehensive network of superchargers, as Tesla have done, of course, in order to get those people out of combustion engines and into EVs. Another busy day today. And that's before we talked about all the analysis of Tesla's earnings call, which will be tomorrow's podcast. Thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. Please do share this with at least one person who might be interested. A reminder, you can listen to all of the previous podcasts on iTunes. And whilst you're there, why not subscribe for free and get them automatically? It would really mean a lot to me if you could just take 2 minutes to leave a quick review on iTunes, and maybe a star rating as well. It's how their algorithm works to then promote the podcast to people who are searching about electric cars, and then you will help spread the word. Come and say hi on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day today, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.